Hi, this is AJ, one of the teachers of Learn Real English, and welcome to this coaching lesson. So this is one of the types of lessons that you get in every lesson set in the Advanced Conversation Club. Now, in the coaching lesson, what I do is I take some of the ideas from the conversation, from the commentary, and then I put them into a very practical form. In other words, I take these ideas and I give you ideas about how to use them in your own life. Right? So you're going to get a lot of interesting ideas and topics in the conversations in each lesson set. And then in the commentaries, you're going to hear some other ideas and opinions about the same topic. Well, in this one, I'm going to coach you. So you can imagine that I'm your coach. And I'm basically going to help you put this into action, actually do something differently in your life. That's the point of the coaching lessons and the coaching videos. So I don't want you just to get this information and enjoy it. That's great. That's step one. And certainly, you're going to learn vocabulary and grammar and pronunciation and improve your English as you listen to all of this stuff. But I also want you to make some changes in your life. Changes that will affect all areas of your life, including English, but not only just English. So, in this section, this is where I give you some homework, some stuff to actually do in your life to make some changes. So, in this topic, we have health and fitness. Now, we heard about Jack LaLanne in the conversation. Jack LaLanne is one of my health heroes. I love, love, love Jack LaLanne. I think he's an amazing man. And he has had an amazing life. See, at the moment, right now, as we're recording this video, he's 95 years old. 95 years old. And I saw a video of him on his birthday, and he's still full of energy and powerful and excited and enthusiastic. And he just finished writing a new book, which I got. It's a great book. And he's just an amazing man. He works out. He exercises 3 hours every single day. Not a normal 95-year-old, but he's the kind of 95-year-old I want to be, and I'm hoping that you want to be as well. So, in a more general sense, what we're talking about then is long-term, lifelong health and fitness. First, I want to talk about the difference between health and fitness, then I'm going to give you your homework. First of all, what is the difference between health and fitness? Health and fitness. A lot of times in magazines and TV shows, they're used interchangeably. In other words, sometimes people say health, sometimes people say fitness, and it's not clear exactly what they're talking about. So let me be clear about my own ideas, my own definition.